HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India showcased its military and its cultural diversity in a colourful parade on Thursday at Kartuya Path in New Delhi to mark the 74th Republic Day. Several thousand people watched the parade from seats around Kartuya Path, braving the cold on a foggy morning in New Delhi, while millions more watched on television. Accompanied by marching bands, troops from the country's military, border and police forces paced in perfect synchronization towards the dais where President Draupadi Murmu took the salute. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi was the chief guest for the event, and 144 soldiers from the Arab nation's armed forces also participated. Against the backdrop of differences between the Telangana government and the Raj Bhavan over protocol and other issues, Governor Tamilisai Soundararajan on Thursday said she would work for the state's people though some may not like her. She was speaking after unfurling the national flag at the Raj Bhavan as part of the Republic Day celebrations. Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao did not attend the event. The relations between Raj Bhavan and the BRS government are not on the best of terms, with Governor Soundararajan complaining of protocol not being followed with regard to her office, while the government has reservations about some bills pending with the governor and her style of functioning. Ukrainian officials said Thursday that Russia has launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. Air raid sirens wailed nationwide, but there were no immediate reports of injuries or of the missiles and drones striking targets. The head of the Kyiv city administration said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. Serhiy Popko said the missiles were fired in the direction of Kyiv but did not clarify if the capital itself was a target. Mayor Vitali Klitschko said explosions were heard in Kyiv's Dnipropetrovsky district, on the east side of the river that divides the city. India are set for a T20 appetizer ahead of their marquee test series against Australia when they face the touring New Zealand in a three-match series beginning in Ranchi on Friday. With less than 2 weeks left for the Border Gavaskar Trophy matches against Australia that will determine India's World Test Championship final fate, a T20 series in the midst of a packed ODI calendar ahead of the 50-over World Cup may seem purposeless. Shah Rukh Khan Deepika Padukone star Pathaan has earned a total of 53 crore on day one, across languages. Directed by Siddharth Anand, the film released across 8,000 screens across the globe featuring John Abraham in a villainous role, released in Tamil and Telugu. With its 53 crore opening, Pathaan became the biggest Bollywood opener ever, leaving behind Aamir Khan's Thugs of Hindustan, which earned 50 crore on day one.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.